young woman called Lena. She's a structural engineer, and she's quite a girly city girl. And her world is just turned upside down when her boss decides to send her to the Pilbara to join a construction team. When she gets there, she has to live in a camp with 350 guys, and she's only one of five women. And it's basically about her struggle with working in a male-dominated environment, particularly because she's so feminine and is not used to the culture of the outback. And I would say the book is part comedy, part love story, part personal growth story.
Okay, and the girl in steel cap boots, it sounds like a strong character. What's Lena like?
She's very determined. She's got a secret in her past that she's trying to get over, and she needs this opportunity to prove that she's got what it takes to be a good engineer and to do well at her job. And she's just a very determined girl.
And you drew on your own experiences to write the book. What were those?
I worked on the Pilbara for 7 months about 10 years ago, and it was a real experience for me because I was, like my heroine, I was very young, and it was one of my first jobs as a graduate, and I did go through quite funny situations while I was in the Pilbara.
What might some of those situations be?
Well, in the first chapter, Lena is mistaken for the cleaner when she first arrived, and that did happen to me when I first arrived too, and also that there's situations with the wildlife. There's a few crazy kangaroos in the book, and one of the chapters, Lena is celebrating her birthday, and she goes on a trip out to Karratha with a group of her mates. And it's just a really funny situation. And that did happen to me, something very similar. I did have a celebration in Karratha and then had an incident with a kangaroo on the way back. And I really wanted to put that in the book, and luckily it made it in.
I'm speaking with Australian author Loretta Hill, who has just released her first book. It's called The Girl in Steel-Capped Boots. And the Pilbara is the backdrop for this novel, Loretta. Why did you choose the Pilbara? Was it based on your experiences alone?
Yes, it was. I was amazed by the Pilbara. Like, when I first got there, I wasn't expecting much, and it just blew me away. The longer I stayed there, just its beauty and just the culture of the people who live there. It's just everyone's so friendly and wants to help everyone all the time. It's a wonderful place to work. I even put a couple of whales in there because the project that my heroine works on is the Cape Lambert iron ore wharf, and often whales congregate around the jetty. And they're so majestic, and people pay, like overseas, people pay so much money to go whale watching, and there it is, free for you to see.
And how difficult was it to paint a visual picture of the Pilbara for people through writing?
I guess I had a lot of material to draw from. I took a lot of photos, and also while I was there, I used to write an email home to my family, just saying all the stuff that I was getting up to. And my mum actually printed all the emails, collected them up and gave them to me in a file when I got back, and said, you really have to turn this into a book because it's just so funny and so lovely to read. I was a very city girl, and just my experiences with the culture and the environment were just different to probably someone who has lived in the Pilbara their whole lives. Yeah, and I just wanted to share that with people. I had so much to draw from.
And why will women relate to this book, Loretta, even those who have never worked in those industries or been to the Pilbara?
For one thing, the heroine in the story is only one of five women working with 350 guys, and it is definitely an experience to be such a minority You constantly feel like you're being watched, and it's a bit like being on Big Brother. And you're kind of a celebrity. Everybody knows who you are. And so that's something difficult to deal with, but also interesting, I suppose, for women readers to see how my heroine deals with that situation.
If you've just tuned in, I'm speaking with Australian author Loretta Hill about her new book, The Girl in Steel-Capped Boots. And what about the blokes, Loretta? How would the story interest them?
Well, there's definitely a lot of engineering in the story. I mean, not overpoweringly, but I definitely talk about how it is that you construct such a giant iron ore wharf that stretches 2.5 kilometres out to sea, and just how a project of that scale is run and how it's all organised. So I think they would find that interesting too. And also the humour. Like, I tried hanging out with 350 guys, I tended to learn the language quite well. So there's a lot of blokey humour as well as female humour in there, I would say.
And so how much of the book is based on your life up here and that story then?
Definitely all the engineering side of things and Lena's experience when she first arrives in the Pilbara and the shock of it all, of the culture, having to live in a donga, having to, you know, be such a minority as a female, all of her feelings and of that pretty much mirror my own. But it's definitely a fictional story. I've just used a real backdrop, if you know what I mean.
What will people think about this region after reading your book, do you think?
I think they will think it's a real fun region to work in, because I've put a lot of humour in it and a lot of really tight bonds of friendship, which do form on big jobs like that, where your workmates become your family after a while. And I think they'll really, like that side of things.
So you're a published and successful Australian author now with The Girl in Steel-Capped Boots. Is there any chance you will make your way back up to the Pilbara?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I hope so. Oh, well, I'm still working as an engineer, although part-time now because I have three children, and I'm currently on maternity leave, but I definitely hope to get back into engineering in a year or so.
So there could be a sequel?
Oh, yes, definitely. I can tell you now that I do have a sequel in my head for The Girl in Steel-Capped Boots.